Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hey everyone, I'm John Lynn, the founder and chief editor at Healthcare IT Today. We're excited to bring you another in our series of interviews with top leaders in health IT. And we're here at the CES conference, and we're excited to be with Livia Robeck from Withings. Welcome.
Thank you.
Excited to learn. You have a new product you're going to share with us, and we're going to feature in this video. But before we dive in there, tell us a little bit about yourself and Withings.
Yeah, so I'm Livia Robeck. I joined Withings earlier this year, and I'm the product manager for BMO, which is a new product we're unveiling at CES this year.
Awesome. So tell us about BMO. What is it? How does it work? What does it do?
So BMO is a revolutionary at-home health checkup device. It allows you to have access to a bunch of interesting vitals under 1 minute. It's a four-in-one device, so four sensors integrated into a small portable device. It has a contactless thermometer that allows you in just 2 seconds to have access to your body temperature by scanning your forehead and covering the temporal artery. It has a one-lead ECG, so it's a one-lead electrocardiogram, okay, which gives you insights on your heart activity, and it can detect signs of atrial fibrillation. Uh-huh. It has integrated a pulse oximeter, okay, which gives you your blood oxygen levels and gives you insights on your respiratory health, so how efficient your lungs are at transferring the oxygen from your lungs to your blood. And it has finally a digital stethoscope, which is a big innovation because you can place it on your body to listen to your heart and lungs, which is something we hadn't done before at Withings. You can listen directly with headphones, or you can stream it live to your doctor to assist during a televisit appointment.
Interesting. So, I mean, you had the original one that was just the thermometer. I know I've used it a lot. Yeah. This is kind of a next generation. I mean, it's hard to even compare them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's the same technology in the sense that it's infrared contactless thermometer, but we've improved what we've learned from the previous device, and we've made it more stable to distance and movement. So just in 2 seconds, you can get a really precise measurement of your body temperature.
Yeah. Interesting. And I'm sure it connects to the Withings application as well to store all of the data, or how are you approaching that?
Yeah, absolutely. So all the data that you have that you measure with this device is going to be synchronized directly to your app via Wi-Fi connectivity. So you have all your health record basically centralized on your phone. You can also add symptoms and medication to track your medication adherence to really give context to your data. And you can really simply share it to your doctor via PDF, for example, or a health link, which is the new feature that we are unveiling as well with this product. So just with a simple link, you can share it to your doctor during a televisit appointment, and he can have access to all that information, to all your health record, and really have a more precise diagnostic remotely.
Well, I like that, because this actually has data that the doctor might care about, unlike a lot of the, step trackers before.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's really cool. Tell us, is this something that consumers are going to buy on their own? Is the doctor going to kind of prescribe it? Or how do you see this rolling out?
So that's a good question, because we have two different perspectives for this product. So there's a family use, for example. So we really want to target the families to be able to easily track their loved one's health. So their children, their parents, their grandparents. You can have up to 8 users on this device, and everything is centralized on the app. So super easy to track, for example, your child's fever. If he's coughing, you can send a stethoscope recordings to the doctor. But we're also targeting people with chronic respiratory diseases, people with chronic diseases in general, so heart failure, for example, because we have a lot of programs that are going to be integrated to the app, and having that ability to daily track your vitals and proactively alert your doctor when you see changes in the baseline is super important for that. And then on the other aspect, we have also the doctors that we're targeting to push this device to their patients through programs, for example, for remote patient monitoring, for post-op, so post-operative care, for elderly care, and yeah.
Awesome.
All these opportunities.
And where does this fit within, Withings has a whole suite of products, a number of scales, mm-hmm. a great watch, that has long battery life, which we love. How does this fit within all the product lines?
With this product, we're actually announcing a new category of products, which is called the multi-scope category.
Okay.
So it's one that's going to be dedicated to an all-in-one inclusive products that are going to facilitate telemedicine and hopefully augment the experience that people have today to really proactively take care of their health.
Excellent. And let's talk about the FDA. Is it cleared? Yeah. Where are you at in that process?
So that's a long process of regulatory. So CE mark in Europe and FDA in the US, and we're currently working on the files to submit and hopefully get clearance for those mid-year, and then we're going to launch the product on the market.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's the next question. When can people get their hands on it? When are you planning to launch it? You know, what are you thinking price-wise?
So we're targeting towards the mid and slash end of the year, depending on the regulatory confirmations. And it's estimated at $250. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing this. It's a really interesting device. We've seen it all over CES. I think it's the hottest digital health device that I've seen so far. So thanks for sharing. And thanks everyone for watching and listening. If you want to find more great healthcare IT content like this, be sure to check it out at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcasting applications. Thanks, Olivia.
Thank you for having me.